Blog Talk Radio.
I fell asleep late last night, and I dreamed that the night is almost half the day away. I just got up so that I could hear her say she's still in love, and no one could take her love away. Wakes me up every day, and I thought no one could ever make me feel this way. It fills me up every time I hear her say she's still in love, and no one could take her love away. I wanna be loved, there's nothing bad.
Thank you.
Nothing has ever been this right. Nothing so sweet. Good evening, good evening, good evening. Welcome to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, tonight. So let's talk about it, where we do date night differently. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. If you're listening in online, dial in, press 1 to talk about it. Or if you're already here, press 1 so that we can engage in tonight's topic. I am your humble host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. And tonight, the question or the theme of the evening is, how do you make a relationship cheat-proof? How do you make a relationship cheat-proof? Before I answer the question, I got to give it back to Luther Vandross and Gregory Hines, Tony Terry, Rachel Farrell, and Will Downing in setting the mood for the show tonight. I hope y'all enjoyed those tunes, some classics, but those are the kind of songs that make you just want to hold somebody close. So, let's give a huge shout out to our illustrious CEO, For Real, the poet Douglas, a.k.a. author Larry Maddox, for giving us Epiphany Radio, for giving us this platform so that we can do life, poetry, art, and relationship. Come on, y'all. If you know him personally, reach out to the brother and just tell him thank you. Thank you goes a long way. Tonight's show is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? I got my Raw Links. You got yours? So, how do you make a relationship cheat-proof? I'm no relationship expert. I've been in a lot of relationships. But how do you make your relationship cheat-proof? And if I'm going to answer that question, I would actually have to honestly say that it has to start with you, the individual. Cheating is a choice. It's a choice. It doesn't happen by accident. You choose that by allowing yourself to be in situations where you should not be in. So starting with self, making sure that you're in right standings with whatever God you serve, and be held accountable to your actions. And remember that each day you wake up and walk out of your home or go to work or wherever you're going, that you represent the other person who's either at work or at home. That would be your significant other. But most definitely start with yourself to make your relationship cheat-proof. And have healthy conversations with your mate. Anytime that you feel that energy, you feel those emotions, or you just feel that you're in a position that, I need to talk about this. But then you pray that your mate is in the right place to be able to talk about those things with you, which therein lies the conundrum, if you will. But I'm gonna leave some comments for y'all. I'm not going to take all of them because I'm anxious to hear what you have to say. And poetry tonight, you can have poetry around the topic. It can be whatever piece you'd like to share with us. I'm going to do a piece that I just recently wrote that was inspired by a picture that was sent to me. And hold on to your seats. It is erotic. It's called Her Story. I want to turn the pages of your wetness. Between your thighs, I want to journey to completeness. As I thumb through each pronoun of your moisture, I want my verbal expression to create stimulating torture. See, I skipped right past science fiction and I went to the adult section because I'm intrigued by your erotic stature and I'm never fatigued. By how many days and nights I read you, the frustration of understanding the protagonist's mind-blowing view as I search for the antagonist, though the only thing I witnessed was me fingering your suggestive thoughts. wondering when you'd fill my tongue onslaughts between each scripted letter of your pages. The predicated origin of your storyline seeps through your crooked smile as you sip wine, curled up like a schoolgirl on the couch, fantasizing about that pleasurable moment of his touch, searching through the dialogue of the main characters, wondering is it too late to manifest your own version of this story with your own characters, as you touch it ever so gently at first. Then you get more forceful and rough at the thirst of being pleased while he's thumbing the pain with his fingers, licking your juice and scent off his fingers. You fathom the idea that you are about to come to this climax. All you want to do is relax those mental muscles as I slowly touch your pages and orally tell you your stages from the front cover to your back cover. And that's that piece from the mind of Poetic. Now, how do you make your relationship cheat-proof? How do you do it? Let's bring in our first caller. Let's see what one half host of the Love Zone, one fourth host of the Soul Cafe, one half host of Poetic Therapy has to say. Ladies and gentlemen, La Pearl, La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, Van. Lord, you starting out? Okay, no comment. All right.
What can I say?
Wow.
I'm back.
I'm yeah, back. You back. You back. Good, crazy. What do I say about that? Well, you know what? There are several preventative measures that one can take, you know, to try and keep it from happening. But that doesn't guarantee infidelity won't take place. Honestly, to me, in actuality, cheat proof doesn't exist. Now, I agree with you about starting with self. I do agree with that 100%. But as long as people have free will and choice and options, you can be the salt of the earth and your partner can still selfishly seek out and engage something different. You know, that's just how I feel because I've been through it. I have been there. Okay.
And unfortunately, I believe it is a story that we all can tell about somewhere in any one of our relationships. You are so right that as long as man has free will, the opportunity will always present itself. But there has to be a greater willpower within you that's going to say, you know what? I'm not going to do this. I'm not even going to entertain the idea. I'm not even going to subject myself to being at the wrong place at the wrong time to allow something like that to happen. Or at the right place at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
yeah.
Go ahead.
I agree. You know, it's one of those preventative measures is not, like, don't go outside of your relationship and start talking to people about it or telling them what's going on, complaining about it, especially somebody that you're attracted to.
Here we go.
Okay?
Here we go.
Because
now we get
that,
to the nitty-gritty.
Yeah, that's what opens up the door for that shit, you know? I mean, because for those of us that have been married, it does not mean that we're dead. We have seen a lot of different people that we may have found very attractive, because the nature of the beast. But to avoid the bullshit that comes along with it and opening up all kinds of trouble orders, you have to avoid those kind of people. It's
absolutely
sad to say because not everybody that we find attractive is attracted to us as well, you know, but it does open up the door for us to initiate all kinds of stuff. And then all it starts with is one word, and then it leads to a conversation, and then, you know,
Right.
So on and so forth. But, you know, you have to be aware of what's going on with you and not be so callous with it. Like, it's okay. Oh, yeah. They just say hi, you know. Oh, sure. I'll talk to you a little bit later. No, you shouldn't. No.
Right.
No.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
You just invite trouble.
I love it. Yes. You are so right. You are so right. Because many instances, I believe that in some cases we are afraid, sad to say, to talk to our significant others, which leads us to seeking someone else to confide in.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a whole nother.
Yeah, it's a whole other animal.
That's a whole another,
that chapter whole right whole there can go on and on.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Now, I'm curious to hear what you brought for tonight's show.
Okay. I wrote something earlier. I almost didn't. But y'all know me. I pressure myself until like the last minute. So. And it's untitled. Y'all know I'm the queen of untitled pieces. That's just me. Okay, I'll figure out something later on for it. But I got something.
All right. The mic is yours.
Thank you. I am not so blinded by the love I have for you as to believe you will not venture for experience in an uncharted realm of familiar carnal lust. I'm not immune to being cheated on. No, in the possibility of occurrence, it will shatter my heart. I will never not honor and tend to the necessities of our relationship. I'm completely devoted and dedicated because monogamy is key to me. I've closed all doors to my past, locked them, and hidden the key from myself. There is no one else and will never be. No, I crave you. My body is yours until you no longer desire it. I would never deny you the pleasure of fulfilling your sexual wants and needs. You are my confidant. So our business will remain within the confines of us. Your secrets are safe with me till the grave. I may not be able to give you the world, but I will always show you how much you mean to me because I love you. And that's that piece.
Ooh-wee. Okay, Danielle. Did y'all hear this? I love you. See, I knew that music was going to affect y'all. I knew it. Y'all had no idea I had these songs planned 2 weeks in advance.
No, we didn't expect that. We really didn't. We truly expected something a little different. But it's cool. It's cool.
Now, listen, I thought that piece was beautiful. I loved it. I love your expression of it. You dug deep. You actually wrote with your heart instead of your mind. And that's what I really, really dig about the piece. Exquisitely beautiful.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Now, before I send you off to your favorite place, by golly, the security guards are happy again. They are excited. You know, they said it's only half the month, but hey, they will take what they can get to get some done. Yo, Tom, you know, Tank got that song. I need some skin time. They didn't change that whole song and said they need some Danielle time. So, LaPearl's a negator. Okay, fellas, she's coming. I promise. As soon as she lets us know what she's got going on, let everybody know what you got going on.
Okay. All right. This is your Saturday night. Alternating Saturday nights with Poetic. There's Poetic Therapy. And that I host with Stan the Man Phillips. And that is Saturday nights at 9. Monday nights, I am 1/4 a host of the Soul Cafe, where I host with Pharrell the Poet, essentially Janice, and Poetic. And that is Monday nights at 9. Wednesday nights, I have my show with my lovely, sexy diva, Ms. VIP, and that is the Love Zone. That is Wednesday nights at 9. And you know what? No, I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait. I ain't going to tell y'all right now. I'm going to wait for the topic.
You should see me like a little kid over here twiddling my fingers. But I am a patient man. I can wait.
Oh, yeah. Patience is very gentle, but I forgot.
Thank you.
That's a
Thank
good
you.
Thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. Now, as promised, I have to release you to those guys over there who are a lot bigger than I am, more muscular than I am, and have been waiting for a couple of weeks just to get their hands back on you. So please rush over to the VIP lounge. They've already move the red velvet rope. And I don't know what's going on tonight. The curtains are usually red, but they done threw up this purple curtain and said something about really fine. So just watch out. That's all I got to say. So.
Here I come, fellas.
Ladies and gentlemen, on her way to the VIP lounge, and I will implore you, ladies and gentlemen, as you come in to the Let's Talk About It club, stay away from that area. It might be extremely loud. You know, you might hear some things.
Oh, Lord. Just,
if you're in the voyeurism, the main adventure at your own risk, but I'm just giving you fair warning, okay? Ladies and gentlemen, on our way to take our socks off to the VIP lounge, La Pearl La Negra. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
All right, we're going to go from one sexy diva of epiphany to another sexy diva of epiphany, and she is the other half host of The Love Zone on Wednesday nights, but she debuted her brand new show every other Friday. Express Your Vibe, y'all. Welcome, Miss VIP. Hey, honey.
Well, hey.
How you doing?
I'm fine, hon. How are you?
I am doing just phenomenal. It's a beautiful Saturday night. You know, I done cooked for my kids. I done made some desserts, some Dutch apple cheesecake for them, some shrimp Alfredo. Yeah, they kind of spoil rotten. They spoil rotten, but it's a beautiful
invite?
Night.
No invite?
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize. I can't promise you that when you come from Philly all the way here to the Carolinas that there'll be some left. I mean, you're more than welcome. I mean, I don't know if you've seen, Mike. They do like to eat.
You might have to make
but,
some more. You might have to make some more.
There you go. So, how you doing now? You doing all right?
I am. I'm doing just fine.
Good. Well, let's cut to the chase. Let's jump right into this. How do you make a relationship cheat-proof? How do you do?
You can't.
Oh.
You really can't.
Oh.
The thing is that you could be equally yoked, okay? You can even be equally yoked, research, do everything that a couple does, even keep your business in the house, and still, it's not cheat-proof. And like you said, it's all a matter of, you know, really free will. And my thing is, don't even come my way if you feel that's somewhere in your heart or in your mind. Don't even come my way. It's not going to work.
I like that. And
you have to. You have to be honest.
You do have to be honest, and I'm so glad. I am so glad that you said that you can't, because what that does, LTAI audience, what that does is that actually releases you to release yourself to a higher power, acknowledging the fact you can't, but they can. Ooh, that's so good. That is so good. Man, we jump right into this early tonight, y'all. I was hoping that we'd get to this later in the show, but we here now. So, but I appreciate that, because we are sitting, all of us, thinking, man, how the heck do we do that? How are we supposed to? We can be the best person we can be, and someone still can make the choice to cheat. Now. Yep. You got people who would say, well, I didn't physically sleep with somebody else. Well, did you give person a piece of you that should only be for your mate? Let's talk
you
about
cheating.
It. You're cheating.
Father, you cheating. That's exactly right.
I mean, how many of y'all got married and had your child?
Right.
How many of y'all got work wives and work husbands? Don't let me go there.
Oh my goodness.
That act just like your spouse at home. Make sure you got your coffee. They go up to the cafe, bring you back a little something because they were thinking about you. Maybe you might wanted this. And those little things are an open gateway. Yes, this is what I'm talking about tonight, man. I love this. Now, what piece did you bring for us tonight?
I have a little something. It's untitled, of course, because I just finished it. Okay.
Well, allow me to say that the mic is yours.
Thank you. I cannot guarantee you will be truthful to me. There's no way to say. But if I love you until you give me a reason not to, I'd be loyal to you forever and a day. No relationship is cheat-proof. But if we stay in-house and honest communication, make each other feel the greatest sensation, always remember why we love, how the Creator looked from above and brought us together. We can conquer anything if we're willing. Because when I look at you, I still get butterflies. Light shines in my eyes. The stars appear in the sky, and how we fell in love always makes me want to cry with pure happiness and delight. But I love you enough to let you go. This is something you should know. Just say so if you want to leave. Don't cheat, then think you'll stay, because you want to have your cake and eat it too. You'd be dead wrong, I'd say adieu, and karma would find you and leave your ass broke and blue. And that's that piece.
Ooh-wee! You should go ahead and title that Black and Blue. Ooh, I love that piece. And that exclamation point at the end, I will leave your I know what you meant with that piece, Ms. VIP, but like I said, the way that you spit those pieces, man, that voice of yours, my gracious. I'd be like, huh? Say what now? Oh, yeah, that's supposed to be a piece that's supposed to hurt me. Oh, well, I feel pretty good about it afterwards. I love it. That's a dope piece. Thank you for bringing that tonight. Now,
absolutely.
Let people know what you have going on. Congratulations on your brand new show.
Thank you so much. We had a blast.
So tell everybody about what you got going on.
Well, Wednesday evening at 9 p.m., as my diva said, she and I are in the love zone at 9 p.m., same time, unless indicated, same number. And the topic is not up yet, but you will know, and we're going to have some fun like we always do. And every alternating Friday night, we have Express Your Vibe. And we're going to come in and be just be yourself. Whatever you feel, just bring your vibe. Express yourself. And it was a great show, and I really thank everybody for coming out. It was great.
Phenomenal. You know, I got to listen to the playback because I was in the car with kids during that whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And poetry while driving with those kids. Yeah, that's just ain't gonna happen. But but I got it tomorrow on my agenda in the morning while I'm working on my taxes. Well, not my taxes, but my client's taxes to get
mm-hmm.
that show in. And just you know, because I want to feel the expressed vibes, you know. So I'm looking forward to listening
mm-hmm.
to it. So,
all right.
Now, I'm gonna usher you on over to the VIP lounge. The champagne, y'all. The champagne.
Mm.
Listen, I got some of the most expensive champagne that you will ever put your lips on. Don't tell For Real the Poet. I don't want him to see the invoice. I like what he allowed me to do here. So I got to keep those numbers hidden from him. So.
Mm-hmm.
Just make sure y'all save me a glass. Just make sure y'all save me a glass. All right.
You got it.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that is Miss VIP, one half host of the Love Zone, and her brand new show, Express Your Vibe, every other Friday. Y'all, make sure y'all tune in and check her out. One love, one mic, baby. Take your socks off.
One love, one mic.
Whew, man. All right, y'all. We're going to go from one epiphany host to another epiphany host. Stan the Man Phillips.
Good evening, Van.
How you doing, Stan?
I'm doing great.
Oh, man, it's so good to hear your voice, my brother. So good to hear your voice.
Excuse me, what?
I said it's so good to hear your voice, my brother.
Oh, my brother, it's good to be on here. I love it again. Here we are. Let's talk about it.
Yes, sir, and I am anxious to hear what the wisdom of Stan the Man Phillips got to say about this topic. Stan, how do you make a relationship cheat-proof, my brother? How do you do it?
You've only got one way, and it's not cheat-proof.
Mm.
It's an affirmation.
Mm.
If you believe the relationship is understood as monogamous and you believe your partner understands the same, it's all about faith.
Yes, sir. Mm. Come on, Stan. That's what I'm talking about, man. An affirmation. If you believe that the relationship is monogamous and your partner believes that it's monogamous, then y'all had to have faith. There is no doubt about that, Stan. You absolutely have to have faith because otherwise you'll wake up every day driving yourself crazy, worrying about whether or not they're doing it or not.
Right, exactly. And then you'd have a partner that does the same thing. You may be a very faithful part of that relationship. But if they have doubts, that is very debilitating.
Yes. Very. Yes. That's why it's essential to date your spouse, significant other, lover every day. Even if you don't physically go anywhere. Every day. Because one thing that I know is as relationships go on, the longer that you're in them, you kind of lose some things. But you have to keep it fresh. You have to keep it so, you know, so mystical, so to speak, that they never know what tomorrow or that next hour is going to bring. Yeah, it's work. It is work. But this is what you signed up for. You signed
up to his
or hers. That's what you signed up for. That's what you spent months courting. You spent months dating. You spent time, all those late nights talking on the phone, texting back and forth, FaceTime. Oh, baby, I can't wait to see you. I can't wait to see you too. Oh, I miss you. All of the, you signed up for that. You signed up because you pursued that. You wanted that. You wanted that one person. Now you got them. Now you got them. Don't cheat. Because this is what you wanted.
Exactly.
This is what you wanted. Oh. Faith. You got to have faith, Stan. Yes, sir. Man, you. My brother. That's what I'm talking about, Stan. That's what I'm talking about. Now, my brother, what piece would you like to share with us tonight?
Well, in this case, it's a piece that was prompted by a lady named Christina Pelton of Poetry of Springs and Braes. And she decided to use a little bit of a quote from Shakespeare's Twelfth Night, which is basically a lover trying to entreat his object of affection into being wooed.
Ooh. Ooh.
I'm going to give you the quote.
Please.
O mistress mine, where are you roaming? O stay and hear your true love's coming, that can sing both high and low. Trip no further, pretty sweeting. Journeys end in lovers meeting. Every wise man's son doth know. What is love? 'Tis not hereafter. Present mirth hath present laughter. What's to come is still unsure. In delay there lies no plenty. Then come kiss me, sweet and twenty. Youth's a stuff will not endure. End quote.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I can't wait to hear the piece that was inspired by this quote, because, man, that's a heck of a quote.
Oh, yeah. Shakespeare, the bard had it, didn't he?
Yes, sir. He most certainly did. Oh, man. But allow me to get back and let you have the mic. The mic is yours, Stan.
This is Passion's Seasons. Oh, my lady in bloom of budding spring's ardor. Allow heart to be wooed. Bring forth sweet swoon. In discovering your bloom of new sexual power, for I bring warmth from the light of romantic's moon. Do not deny the sweet embrace of love's affirmation, or renounce my ardor's oh so fervent intentions. Not but once we share youth's vigor, lustful pursuit, where young passions arise with intent so acute. Such beginnings lead to lustful summer's swelter, where taste and diversity of pleasures explored. Here are the times of exploration of sensual revelers, sweat and sweet cries of one's desires now implore. Hold not one fire of youth's flame of intent back, for passion is fleeting, fragile endurance it lacks. The plethora of autumn's color arrays short-lived the opportunity of experience like sand through a sieve. My passion's flower, let not time grip your fire and ice. As years dwindle, lust's fervor to naught but smoldering ash. Risk and dare to feel the warmth of passion's paradise. Better that than regrets winter, chances lost to seasons past. In peace.
Oh, man, Stan. Oh, man. Stan, that was dynamite. That was dynamite. Wow. What a beautiful piece, bro. Man.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you.
You came out the gate swinging, man. And that quote,
La Perla Negra, and you just had VIP from the
True.
Love Zone. I better
True.
Come out swinging.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And you did that, man. You definitely hit a home run with that piece, man. I love the story of it. I love the way you told it. And I love the fact that it was inspired by a Shakespearean quote. Man, phenomenal. Just phenomenal, Stan.
Oh, my pleasure, my friend. And how could I bring anything less to Let's Talk About It? Come on.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's what I'm talking about, my brother. Yes, sir. Hey, man, listen, let the callers know, man, where you are in Epiphany Radio.
Well, I'm going to tell them when they tune in next Saturday, it's going to be the Lady La Perla Negra and myself, and we're going to be doing poetic therapy.
Yes, yes.
Open mic. Bring whatever's in your heart or whatever's in your head and let it flow. That's why we're there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I can't wait, man. I'm working on a new piece, man. It's something to be said when you're right, when you're angry. And, I got a new piece that I've been writing while angry. So it's kind of like I don't get angry often, but when I do, the ink that comes from it is just a little different. So I can't wait till your show next week. I'm looking forward to being there.
Oh, man, let that ink burn. That's why we're there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right, my brother, I'm going to get you on over to the VIP lounge. I know you. The bartender said no champagne for Stan. He's got your brew already ice cold and waiting for you.
It'll go well with the whiskey I've already put down there.
Absolutely, absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, our brother Stan, the man Phillips, on his way to the VIP lounge. Thank you so much, Stan.
Hey, on to the next, my friend. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Man, Stan, the man Phillips, y'all. All right, next up on the mic, we have Rain. Hey, Rain. How you doing?
What's going on? I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Doing good. Good to hear you. How are you this evening? You doing okay?
I'm doing great. I'm loving the show, loving the comments, loving the poetry.
Thank you so much.
Always. It's always a little treat over here on your side of the world.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I mean, you know, you got to have something for your sweet tooth, right? I mean, just a little something, right?
I mean, I am a believer in it.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, let's dive into your thoughts, right? Let's dive into your thoughts. How do you reign? How do you make a relationship cheat-proof?
So my thoughts can be a little dangerous sometimes. I think that you made a comment about it starts with us. But I think it starts with us long before we get into a relationship. And a lot of people bring a lot of baggage with them. A lot of people
yes.
don't really know themselves. A lot of people are trying to fix themselves by getting into a relationship. And I think that that's one key is knowing who you are. And for everyone, cheating can be defined differently. Like I have actually been a cheater. I have been cheated on, both emotionally and physically. So I have not been in a lot of relationships. I think after my marriage, that was like a big, like, I'm not doing that again. So I'm very cautious
right.
now.
Right.
And I think that,
right.
and you all men, you men get a bad rap, but in some cases it's accurate. I think communication and comprehension of what's being said in communication is a huge part. But a lot of times, and I blame, you like that?
Yeah, I was going to say, can you say that again? Communication and what? Come on, can you say that one more time?
And the comprehension of actually what's being said. Because a lot of times we're communicating with each other and we're waiting to say what we want to say, but we're not listening to what the person's saying. We're really not digesting it. Or even one of my favorite quotes, and I use it across the board of all time, Anees Nin, and it's, we don't see things as they are. We see them as we are. So if we don't take time to really get to understand where they're coming from, because we bring our own experiences.
Wow. That's deep.
But men, and I blame Steve Harvey for this. You know, when a woman says, I want to talk, a lot of men, the wall goes up.
Yeah.
I have to be a man. Yeah. I have to be with a man that can communicate and that is not afraid to have challenging conversations. I don't have an issue with having difficult conversations. I'm very respectful with them. I've had to have some really challenging ones. I just think that men need to be open to that. And I'm not saying it's just men, but I'm just saying that they have the reputation for it. Women can be the same way.
Agreed.
But
agreed.
One more point. I also think that we get to a point sometimes, depending on our age and where we're at in life, you know, we're evolving. And if we're not evolving together and the other person is no longer fulfilling you, instead of dragging out and you know that you're not being fulfilled, instead of ending it, because neither one of you are really fulfilled, because if you're not fulfilled, then you're probably half in and half out anyway. So your partner's not fulfilled either. They're just hoping to bring you back in, and sometimes it just needs to end, and you need to move on instead of trying to drag it out and drag it out. Now, sometimes you can bring it back together. I get it. But sometimes it just needs to end, and you need to go your separate ways and live happy lives.
I
lost my soapbox.
I love it. No. Listen, this show is called Let's Talk About It, and that's what we do. That's what we do here. We talk about it. So I appreciate you for opening yourself up to this dialogue and to this conversation, because you brought out some very, very important points, comprehension. And, yeah, we get a bad rap, and sometimes the rap is true, you know. And then you were transparent, said you were a cheater and you were cheated on, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we do bring baggage. I've been divorced twice, so I got tons of emotional baggage that comes with me, right? So I understand everything that you're saying, and, you know, we just have to embrace who we are to know that before we go into this relationship, we got to know that this is what we want, this is what we're doing. And Stan made a great point. It's an affirmation. You believe that this is going to be monogamous. The other person believes that it's going to be monogamous. Then what's the problem?
And if that's the understanding. And so for some people, you know, cheating might be, you know, looking at somebody else. For me, I'm not going to have a problem with it. I'm probably going to look at her too, just as she's fly, she's fly.
Right.
So somebody depends on, everyone has their own definition of what cheating is and their own idea.
Exactly.
And I think that understanding yourself, and like you said, you have emotional baggage. I know that I have some, but I've done a lot of work. We got to do the work. And if we're not willing to
do
the work, then it's really not fair to whoever we're engaging in a relationship. So, you know, that's how I wrote my last piece. It's really like I'm in my little prison and I'm doing my work. You know, I'm really, really, really doing my work over here. So
nice.
I think it's just important.
Nice.
I'm not trying to hold anybody hostage in a relationship, and I don't want to be held hostage, you know.
Yeah, but, you know, the growing and evolving together is very important. And see,
it's a beautiful thing, yes.
I want to make this point. Ladies, my women, I know we as men are stickler for what you said, Rain, when you want to talk, let's talk. and we put up some walls. However, we as men also need to be prepared to listen when you want to talk, because I know for a fact that women are ever changing. Something about you changes, whether it be daily, whether it be weeks, whether it be months. And if you're willing to communicate those changes to me, then I'm going to be willing to listen. Because in order for us to grow and evolve together, I have to be receptive of you telling me how you're changing. And I have to understand that this new change is something that you need because you're changing. So I appreciate you. I appreciate you.
I appreciate you. You've made excellent points tonight. Yes, now that we got that out of the way, I'll get off my soapbox.
Yeah, now not the soapbox, but now that we've gotten it out of the way, what piece would you like to share with us tonight?
So I went back, you know, I've been going through some old pieces, and I found a piece that's actually called Epiphany. And it's a piece that I wrote back in 2012 before I ever touched the mic, was on a BTR show. So I used to, before I did spoken word. So I decided I'm going to rewrite this piece, but before I rewrite it, I figured I would just try to spit it before I make it better.
Yes. I love it, love it, love it. All right, the mic is yours.
Thank you, sir. The mere thought of falling into the place where you've been holding me, it just solidifies the why in me trusting you. While this warm sense of comfort completely overtakes me, my lips were the desire to absorb the season that we're in. And my body's limbs, they tremble in unison as a panoramic view of you molding the hold of me plays in slow motion vividly. The sensuality of the scene permeates my senses with a craving to taste the sincerity of this shared passion. As I inhale deeply, I pray that I can keep it just for me. If I surrender to a meaningless exhale, then in that moment, this would become just a dream, riding on a wave of remembering what could have been but was never meant to be. See, there's this feel that I arrest daily and keep it locked up behind the width of my smile. See, my words could never hold the weight that even my softest touch would convey. So my lips will hold you until you understand the magnitude of how you move me and move through me, and my eyes will tell you a story more revealing than any you've seen. Without words, I will express to you how I feel and eliminate all possible misunderstandings. Please understand my words are not equipped for this journey. So when you feel me saturate every inch of your wonderment with the same intensity that builds in me daily, you will finally understand the depths that I'm unable to express to you verbally. And you will remember me in the form of an epiphany. That's right.
My gracious. Yes. Hold on. Let me give it its proper due.
Oh, I got snaps. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing that piece with us. That was a beautiful piece. And I know you said you're going to rewrite it. Okay, so.
It needs work.
Because me and J-Rob, we're discussing a show for not next week, but the week after. When he comes on, I'll let him talk about that. But your rewrite of that piece will fit perfectly. And, you know, dare I say, you know, if you're not busy around, let's see, what is that, the 27th? I mean, you know, if you're not too busy and you wouldn't mind wanting to co-host with us, we'd love to have you on that episode of the Get Down Show.
I would be honored to.
Yeah. So I'm sure J-Rob
would
not mind.
I would be honored to.
All right. So
all right.
I'm going to send you one to the VIP lounge, get you a glass
of
champagne.
I do have to skip out of here, but I am going to catch the playback. You know, Venom has his feature tonight, so I'm going to bounce over there.
Absolutely. And I will be tuning in after the show. I cannot wait.
Yeah. So I definitely appreciate you all and have enjoyed the show, and thank you always.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Rain. I think she might grab a glass of champagne to go. You're tuned in to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight's show, y'all, is Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and by all means, please press 1 to talk about it.
Man, I came home from work. All I wanted was a beer and see someone twerk. It's Friday, and I'm ready to turn up. Single and no dates lined up. Gotta get in them streets, see what's poppin'. Can't let nothing stop me. Wait, hold up. It's time for Let's Talk About It. The radio show on Epiphany? Let's get it. Time to take my socks off and get comfy and do date night differently. Tonight's topic? You just have to tune in and see. Cause there won't be no debate. Now tell me, can anyone relate?
You are listening to Epiphany Radio, For Real Entertainment Network. I am Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. Take your socks off. You're listening to Epiphany Radio, the next phase in online radio, baby.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Welcome back to tonight's topic of the evening. How do you make a relationship cheat-proof? Let's see what Miss Lips has to say about it. Hey, love, how are you?
Good, good. How are you, Poetic?
I'm doing pretty good. No complaints. How about yourself?
I've been listening in. I'm good. I've been listening in since before the show actually started. I'm loving the topic tonight.
Awesome. Good, good. I'm glad. That makes me feel good. That means I picked the right topic for the show tonight.
Yeah.
So tell me, how do you make a relationship cheat-proof?
I think it begins with you making good decisions before you get in a relationship. If you met somebody because you were cheating, then what makes you think he's not going to cheat on you?
That's a good point. That's a good point. Ooh-wee. Say it again for the people in the back that didn't hear it. Say it again. Say it again. Because there's some people back there running their mouths. Say it again.
If you met somebody through cheating, then what makes you think he's not going to cheat on you or she's not going to cheat on you?
Man, that's a lesson that I wished I'd have learned. I'm just saying.
It's tough. You meet somebody, and it's exciting. And you meet somebody who excites you in a way that whatever it is that you have at home either does not or has stopped trying to, and you get caught up in the excitement of it all. But you don't pay attention to the fact that anything that's fast is fleeting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you get caught up in the excitement of what's going on right now, and you don't think about the long term of it.
You don't think about the long term.
Then,
absolutely.
Right. Yeah, so you get involved in the wrong things, and then some people tend to make excuses once they've gotten into a mess that they created and say everything under the sun. But the truth is you made that choice.
Right. Yep. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so you have to think.
Wisdom tonight, honey. Wisdom tonight.
You have to think about what it is that you want and deserve in your life. And then try and move forward from there.
Most definitely. You know, I call that the lust factor.
Exactly.
Because that's what our body wants and our eyes see, and we see it and we want it. So what, she belongs to someone else? So what, he belongs to someone else? I got him right now. And,
right.
You know, there's so much glorification in being the quote-unquote side piece today.
I know.
And I'm sitting there like, nah, I don't want to be anybody's side piece. I'm a main piece. And if you
right.
need a side piece, then you don't need me, period.
Exactly.
Man, don't get me started, man. I can go on.
Exactly.
Ooh-wee. Get my blood boiling.
You know, you have to, and the physical side of it, as I get older, I still see things that I think are beautiful, but I don't necessarily need to have them in my life because there's way
right.
more than what the shell looks like.
Right. Correct. I feel you. I feel you.
Yeah. You get in relationships and people, I've said to people that I've been involved with, we didn't go blind because we got together. You're going to see things that look good to you. That doesn't mean you need to pursue them. You have to know what commitments
right.
you made and stick to them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. Woo-wee. Lisa Lips, Lisa Lips, Lisa Lips. You was on it tonight. Now, I'm going to have you go ahead and I'm going to step back because I want to hear what you brought for us tonight.
Okay. The piece I brought tonight is, it's an older piece. It's about a year old, but it speaks directly to what I'm just saying now. And this piece is called I Deserve.
Ooh. You know what? Okay, go. We're going to talk about that. The mic is yours.
Okay. I'm not your possession, but you can learn how to own me. And I'm not your slave, but I will do what you ask. I will never be your concubine, but I will allow you to have me. And I won't be your master, but I can drive you wild. Give me your honesty, and I'll open my world to you. Never betray me, and I'll be your peace. Respect who I am at my core, and my loyalty will know no bounds. Love me completely, and you will never want for your needs to be met. I am unlike anything you have ever known. I give my all, or I give nothing. I provide enough space for your true character to shine. But if you hurt me and refuse to understand why, I will close the door. Because I won't run a race that I can't win. I play for first, or I leave the field. I deserve to be your champion, or you deserve to lose me. In peace.
Oh, my good. My goodness, my goodness. Oh, my gosh, oh, my gosh. Those ending lines are everything for me. Oh, my gosh, you deserve to be his champion. Or result in losing me. This was a deep, thoughtful piece, and it goes very well with the topic tonight. And I loved it. I absolutely loved it. Thank you for sharing
Thank
that
you.
With us. Now,
thank you. I wrote this at the end of something I was involved in where, you know, I just felt like he took it for granted that I was never going anywhere.
I feel that. I feel that.
You know, being a plus-size girl. You know, being a plus-size girl, sometimes you get involved with somebody and they think you can't do no better, so they do whatever they want to do because they figure you can't go nowhere. It's
right.
better than not
that's
having
so,
anything.
That's so not true. That's so not true. That,
right.
Ooh, that's not true. But what I was going to say, the title of your piece there's a song that Tank did on his first album.
Baby, I deserve.
I deserve. And when I heard that song, I was actually married to my first wife at that time. And I kind of felt mm-hmm. that way when I heard that song. Like, dang, do I deserve this? Did I deserve this? This what I deserve?
Mm-hmm.
And I absolutely love that song, and it has been one of my favorite songs for, you know, forever. But and your title just reminds me of that. But
mm-hmm.
I thank you for sharing that with us. I really appreciate you.
Thank you. I appreciate you as well. You guys have given me room to be me in a way that I haven't been able to be in years.
Oh, that's wonderful. That does my heart really good, because you should never lock away your creativity. Let it explode all over.
Yeah, my life was so entangled in so much stuff that there was no room for me to be me. And, you know, coming back to my poetry has really, really, it's done me good. It's done my heart good, but it's done my health good, too. It feels good to want to do what I do again.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. And we're excited to have you part of the Epiphany Radio universe. We appreciate you again and again and again. So now, mosey on over to the VIP lounge. Grab you a glass of some of that fine champagne that's circulating. But y'all have got to keep it a secret. I don't want For Real to find out how much that's.
I would never tell on you ever, ever, ever.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate
But I am
you.
Nosy, and purple is my favorite color, so I think I might nosy
that
way.
Oh, Lord. Oh,
I got to see what La Perla Negra is up to back
oh,
there.
Oh, Lord. I've been getting notes passed to me all night. You know, the security guards are asking, can we stay for a few extra hours tonight? I'm like, oh, my God. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, on her way to be nosy. Oh, my goodness. Miss Lisa Lips, thank you so much, honey. Take your socks off, baby, baby.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Oh, my goodness, y'all. We're going to go from a Miss Lips to a Canadian favorite. Ladies and gentlemen, Lady A is here. Hey, Lady A, how are you?
Good, fan. How are you?
I'm doing phenomenal. Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much. It's even better now that you're here and ready to share yourself with us. I love it. I love it. So how was your day? Your day was good, I hope?
Yeah. It's can't go wrong when you're at the beach, so I get to look out the window at the sea every day.
Yeah, that's it. Keep reminding us. Keep rubbing it in. I know. but I love that, though. I love that. So,
let's dive right in because I'm curious.
I'm curious. Okay. I'm curious because you probably were sitting at the beach just thinking, and you probably went out, looked at the window where everybody was talking and just, you know, just soaked it all up. And how do you make a relationship cheat proof?
Well, you know, I find this is a very interesting question, and you really can't have one answer to it, because there's so many factors that
mm-hmm.
go into this that
mm-hmm.
it's hard to just get down with the one answer, because you have different personalities. You have people who are chronic cheaters just for the sake of cheating. I don't understand why they get married anyway. But you do have that personality. Then you have people who are in a marriage or relationship, and one or the other is cruel. And so finally the lights turn on and you look elsewhere for some peace of mind and some love. And then you have people who are alone in their marriage. They're always alone, and so they need to. People, other than the chronic cheaters, I'm talking about people who have a need of some sort. And I'm not advocating cheating. Don't get me wrong, but I think that there people don't leave deliriously happy relationships to cheat. Something's wrong with the relationship that you have eyes looking elsewhere.
Right.
And like I said, I'm not advocating. I mean, it happened to me, and it's not the right thing to do for sure. But you have to take into consideration a relationship where you weren't even on the list of things to do. So there's that to take into consideration. And it's not like you're looking for it. It happens. You are in a place or a time where you meet up with somebody that you haven't seen for a long time and that sort of thing. If you're happy in your relationship and your partner and yourself are giving 100% to each other, there's no need to look elsewhere. Your eye will not stray. But like I said, there's a lot of chronic cheaters just because they cheat just for the fun of it.
You raise some great points, and the thing about the chronic cheaters, I actually wrote that down because I'm intrigued now, and I think we may have to have a follow-up topic about that because I hadn't thought about that. I don't know if there are those out there who are willing to admit to being a chronic cheater, but that is a very, very valid point. You know, when I think about King Solomon and all the wives and concubines and girlfriends and all the things that he had, you know, it just raises a thought of being chronic. Hold on, let me address the people in the room. Okay, y'all, we're not talking about the chronic that Dre and Snoop was talking about. We're not talking about that. But we are talking about, and that's a very serious thing. So now you actually got me ready to do some research to see what that actually looks like in modern day society and the studies that have been done. Because now I'm interested. But you are so right. I mean, you know, that's what we've been talking about. You know, you make a commitment, especially when you get married. You know, my great-grandmother, she told me, she says, baby, when you get married one time. You stay married. You just get married one time. Unfortunately, I tried, but it did not turn out successful in both of my marriages. But when you make a commitment like that, that commitment you're saying to not just to the world and to God, but you're saying it to this other person that I am yours and you are mine, and that is it. That is it. You know, there's some of the vows talk about forsaking all others, and yeah. So, but
and you know, you hit that right on the head with the vows, because I think if we examined ourselves and look back, and I'm divorced too. If we look back on our marriages and why did we get married? And were there any red lights flashing telling you to run the other way? And I think we can all probably say yes to those questions.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And so we don't initially get married for the right reasons. And we think things will change. We think it'll get better, et cetera, et cetera. But I think if when people truly love each other and are committed to each other, there's no question. There isn't any cheating because their lives are filled with each other. Their eyes are filled. Their hearts are filled for each other. And so there's something askew when you have people cheating on each other.
Definitely. Totally agree. Now, Lady A.
Yes.
Now that we've tapped into the brilliant side of your mind regarding this topic, can we get to the other brilliant side of your mind as it relates to your poetry and hear the piece that you've brought for us tonight?
Yes, you certainly may. And I've got a piece that I wrote in 2016, and it's called Love Frozen.
Oh, the mic is
frozen
yours.
Hearts live within. Frozen tears to her cheeks cling. Lips of blue chatter in the cold, and frigid bodies cannot be consoled. Once upon a time gone by, this castle burst with love and joy. Fires burned within the hearth, passion burned within their hearts. It took but one to turn her head. She might as well have struck him dead. Betrayed, his heart grew cold as ice. Trust was broken. She can't entice. Inside he cries all day and night, shivering, quivering with frostbite. On the palace steps she weeps, begging, pleading, but he sleeps. The tears of both layer on layer build the walls ever greater, hardened hearts cracked and broken into eternity without words spoken. End quote.
Oh, man. I love this piece. As a matter of fact, I believe I heard you do this piece on Let's Talk Poetry, right?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I loved it then because I love the coldness of the piece, right? And the visual imagery that you portray with the illustrations of those words. And this is a beautiful piece, very, very beautiful piece. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Keep going with your show. It's really great.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Well, you know, like I said, I told everybody weeks ago when I came back with this show that I got hemmed up in a corner by the CEO and the station manager basically telling me that I need to bring this show back because there's a healing element talking and getting different perspectives around relationships. So,
you know,
I'm not a relationship expert. I've just been in a lot of relationships. So I always take notes away from this show because – at some point, I'm going to get it right. So,
good for you.
Thank you. I appreciate
thank you.
You
very much.
Now, get on over there to the VIP lounge. Grab your glass of champagne and mosey and say hello to everybody else that's over there.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Canada's own Lady A, blessing us with her presence, and we're going to go from Lady A to. Oh, we got the host of Let's Talk Poetry Corner, King Atterbury. What's good with you, King?
Hey, what's going on, brother? How you doing?
Oh, man, I'm doing phenomenal, brother. How you doing?
I'm chilling, man. Hold on for a second, okay?
Sure.
Yeah, I just had to throw my headphones in.
Yeah, hey, no problem, man. No problem.
You know where I'm at, so... anyway, though, man, I see what you're talking about tonight, man. It's live, man.
Yeah. Thank you, brother. Well, I mean, let's get a king perspective, right? We heard one king and standing man. You another king. So let's hear your perspective, brother. How do you make a relationship cheat proof, man? What say you?
There's not even a narrative to that. The only thing you can do is just try different elements of surprise or just give undivided attention and see if that works for you or see how it goes. You know, always surprise your woman with different things. And that's
right.
What I'm saying. The only
right.
thing you can do is try. A woman going to do what a woman going to do, just like a guy going to do what a guy going to do. So,
yes, sir.
You know,
if you keep
the relationship fresh, something new, spice it up, you know what I'm saying? It might not be too much of a challenge.
Talking about, bro. So, that's what I'm talking about. You know, I talked about that earlier, too, because I believe in that. You know, we as people, we let the affairs of the world and the things that we do day in and day out affect our relationship with our significant others. Man, and you know, and if we could just come to some type of unity, you know, within our relationships where let's talk about every and anything. Let's make
right.
it a complete safe space. Make it a complete safe space. Nobody get mad. Nobody get angry about what I'm going to say. You know, like, babe, I had these thoughts about having sex with this woman at work today. What the hell you mean you had those kind of thoughts? Why is you even thinking about her like that? Blah, blah, blah. Hey, I thought this was a safe space. I thought we was able to communicate. And vice
right.
versa. Well, baby, I had thoughts about having sex with this guy at my office. What the hell you mean you thinking about some other? Why you thinking about some other guy? You been looking at him like that. Now you got to get another job because I don't even want you working there no more. You know what I'm saying? Instead of, well, babe, why are you having those thoughts? Let's talk about it. You know, you want to jog through some of the dialogue that you was thinking, you know, so we can make sure that we good. You know what I'm saying?
Have that conversation. That's what's wrong with a lot of relationships, communication. Took me a while
yes,
to
sir.
Understand that, know about that, and embrace that. You know, maybe that's where the failure was at in the past. Then I
mm-hmm.
learned that.
Yeah.
And I relearned.
Yeah, it's taken me some time, too. I
ain't stressing on it. I'm just going day by day with it. You know what I'm saying? And that's how what you got to do. Just do the
yes,
knowledge.
Sir. Yes, sir. That's what I'm talking about, bro. That's what I'm talking about,
and
bro. Yes, sir.
And that's the vibes, man. That's the vibes that I go by and live by, man. You know what I'm saying? Nobody's perfect out here, but, you know, when you make that strong attempt, you can't go wrong with that. You know, somebody ain't feeling that, then somebody else will. I mean, so.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Man,
you know, as they say,
that's
love
what I'm
is love.
About, bro. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Man, listen. I appreciate you, man. I appreciate you for sharing your thoughts, man, because, you know, the lady's been coming through. The lady's been coming through strong, man. The lady's been coming
yeah,
through
I heard.
Strong.
I'm like, where my friend
is that? Yeah, man. But, hey, man, listen, man, what piece would you like to share with us tonight, my brother?
Man, I got this piece I titled The Love in You.
The mic is yours, King.
All right. Since we've been together, all that's shown will continue. Even if times get tough, view my demeanor menu, serving plates of loyalty and a side dish of honesty. My modesty solidifies my warm heart warranty. You're the one that I wake up to in the morning like breakfast. After the times move forward, bearing witness to freshness. Before I close my lids, kiss your thoughts before I sleep. It's these pleasurable measures that keep me loving you, queen. You make me feel so good with all the things that you do, even surprising my spirit when it's outside of you, holding on to what we have in advance just in case we ever lose faith and our bonds start to break. Comfort your feelings of emotion, whichever way they flow. Reintroduce myself to your soul from a long time ago, looking inside your eyes as if the first time we met, remembering your sweet-smelling breath and the nice-skinned flesh. I can't see myself with wandering eyes or inappropriate conversations. Only you can make me happy, just like our few months of dating. There's nothing new that I want or slip and fall into another. You're my everything and more, baby. Let's keep each other covered. King.
Bro. First of all, I dug this piece. But the clothes, man, the clothes, let's keep each other covered. Man, I can't stress that enough when you are in a relationship to cover each other with prayers, man. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You have no idea how significant and important that is to pray for each other, with each other. Man, dynamic peace, bro. The way that you drive that home, man. That's what I'm talking about, man. Yes, sir.
Thank you, bro. Appreciate that.
Yes, sir. No, man, I appreciate you, man. Listen, man, let everybody know what you got going on Tuesday nights, bro.
Man, look, Tuesday night at 8 o'clock, let's talk, the Poetry Corner show. We're getting the vibes popping and everything. It's going to be a nice little piece of information going down. And come through, you know what I mean? Your significant memory, that's the subject matter.
Mm,
like what is your significant memory?
Mm. Yeah, I can't wait, man. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to it, man. I can't wait, man. We will be there, man. You can catch it on YouTube,
indeed,
Periscope, Facebook, Let's Talk Poetry Corner. Thank you, King.
Indeed.
Hey, man, get over there,
thank
man.
You,
grab
brother.
You some champagne, brother, and stick around, man. Enjoy the rest of the show for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, definitely. Most definitely. Definitely going to do that.
All right, brother. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you. On his way.
One mic.
One mic, one love, my brother.
One mic, one love.
That's King Atterbury, y'all. Check him out on Facebook, man. Hit the brother up if you want to share your poetry. But we're going to go from King to the man himself, the CEO of Epiphany Radio and Raw Links, Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. Baby, baby. For Real, are you muted? Are you muted, sir? For Real, the Poet. Is he muted? Come back to him. We'll come back to him. That's all right. We'll come back to him. We're going to go to Gwen C. Hey, Gwen C. How you doing, honey?
I am good. How are you?
Doing phenomenal. Doing phenomenal. How's your day going so far?
It's okay. I can't complain. That's good enough for me.
Good, good. Well, I'm glad to hear it. I'm glad to hear it. I'm also anxious to hear your thoughts on this topic tonight. How do you make a relationship cheat-proof? What say you?
So whenever I don't have a good answer, I make bullets. So here's my five responses quickly. Don't be in one. Leave the wrong relationship, because if it's the right one, you shouldn't be cheating. Know that the grass isn't greener necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
Know your needs, not just your wants, but understand that even when you know your needs, there is always going to be a compromise. If you're expecting perfection, then you're setting yourself up for failure. And the last, of course, is just a quick snippet of who I am. I've always believed since I was a teenager that if you have to lie, it ain't worth having. If you have to lie, it ain't worth having. The it doesn't necessarily have to be what you're lying about. It can be who you're lying to. The it can go either way. But one of those
right.
in that relationship are not worth having. So you have to, like, make that choice to choose. And this can apply to lots of things, not just cheating. But if you have to lie about it, one of those ain't worth having, either the person or the item.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
Those are some excellent, excellent bullet points. And I agree.
Thanks.
I agree wholeheartedly.
Because I didn't have a good answer, so you had to get the bullets.
Absolutely. But no, but seriously, though, some of those bullets we forget, you know. We might do 2 out of 3, you know, maybe 1 out of 4, maybe 1 out of 5, you know. Maybe I'll skip all the way to 5 or 4, you know, pick and choose what we want. But
right.
we need all of them. We need all of them.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. True. Thank you so much.
I want to say that Rain probably changed her life tonight. She was on point with what she was sharing about how we have to do the work and all that. So
right.
Rain is out here. She's out here changing life.
Yes, she is. Yes, she is. Now that we've gotten all of that out of the way, what piece would you like to share with us tonight?
All right. I'm going to share this piece titled, I Want What I Had With You, With Him. And it is an older piece. It's from my first book, so I'm going back to 2015 on this, but I hope you like it.
Yes, yes, yes. The mic is yours.
Thank you. I want what I had with you, with him. The type of love you gave me, his security, no risk, no danger. Your kiss, your grasp, your breathtaking, awaking peace, no anger. But in my heart, you are the rage. For who I wrote lion to be your lion, because I'm not feeling caged. The one who took my fidelity beyond its original gauge. The one who in my notebook is all the pages. The one who I wanted to write about, not in chapters, but in stages. It is that which has my mind outraged, on the brink of it with him. But your love, with that spider bite venom sinks in my skin. I'm lost on the outside looking in. Thoughts of him are in my mind, within what I know is right. The closed eyes see you again. Eyelids wide open, focus lost, disturbed when you react to my words so costly. I toss, turn, toss intensely, wonder where your hands might be wandering. Start writing poetry, look at my hand, see that ring, but owning up to the fact that he doesn't create that flow in me. I want what I had with you, with him. Your lust, his loyalty, your bite, his arms each night, your bring about sin ability, his stability, that heart of his, your thrilling, his willingness. I want what I had with you, with him, in peace.
Oh, man. Oh, man. That's some serious stuff right there. Whew.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
You know, it's the thing. We have to like, know that the grass isn't greener, and we have to appreciate, that's what I was saying about the thing in the bullet. You know, we have to know what our needs are, but understand that if we're asking for perfection, we're only setting ourselves up for failure, not just in love, but in everything, because we're not perfection.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, my gosh. Man, you spent some truths here tonight, honey. Whew.
Thank you. Thanks.
Well, listen. Are you ready to go over to that VIP lounge? Matt, stay away from the purple curtain. Lisa Lip said that she's nosy. She want to see what's going on. Just stay away from the purple curtain.
I love it.
All right, go grab your glass of that champagne and stick around and enjoy the rest of the show, okay?
Thank you so much. Have a great, great night.
No, thank you. You have a great night as well. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Gwen C. with that amazing piece of poetry, man. Oh, my gosh. Let's go back to our CEO, for real, the poet. Baby, baby.
Take your socks off. What it do?
What it do? What it do? What's good, my brother?
Amen. Everything is good, man. Enjoying the program, my brother, man. Enjoying the program. It's a deep subject, bro.
Thank you, bro. I appreciate you, man. Appreciate you. It was on my mind, you know. I had to think about it, you know. So I wanted to hear what everybody else thought, you know.
Yeah, man, you know. Hey, you know, bro. I'm like just fumbling around in my head with the question just echoing from wall to wall, to be honest with you. You know, I was over here. Everybody gave a great answer, though, man. I thought it was deep. From my brother King Atterbury to Miss Lips, you know what I'm saying? Everybody, you know what I'm saying?
Yes,
and
sir.
My thing was like, man, we need what we need. And it depends on all sides. Your answer matters to who you're speaking to, what side of the spectrum they was on, what side of the playing field they was on. You the cheater or you've been cheated upon, you know what I'm saying? And I guess you can get the best answer from a cheater. You think you can get a good answer from a cheater on how you know what I'm saying?
You know what? I do because Lady A said something. She said a chronic cheater. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I do believe that they can give the best answer to the question. I really do. You can get the truth from them. No, hands down. You know, because they're the ones who are doing it. And I'm sure that some of them might even say, well, because somebody did it to me, so I'm going to do it to somebody else.
Right. You know, because you know how they use hackers to as consultants to how to stop hacking, you know, things like that.
Yeah.
I just say like this, though, man. I mean, because you can do all that you can possibly do. You can tell somebody, you can remind somebody how much you love them each and every day, every minute of the day.
Right.
You can supply them with kisses all through the day, all kind of warm shit all through the day, and at the end of the day find out that something so cruel like that has been done to you. Because if cheating is in them, cheating is just in them. If cheating
it's
is
just
in them, it's in you.
Yeah.
You know, it's in us as individuals, man. All you can do is be the best you can be on any given day.
Yes,
you know
sir.
What I'm saying?
Yes,
that's
sir.
How I feel about it, man. Trust. And trust, you have to trust. And that's what we live upon, trust, man. Hope and all that kind of stuff. I hope she ain't going, you know, would never do that. I pray that I never do that. When I get with somebody, I hope that's the last time. I don't, you know, I love beauty in a woman. And when I see a beautiful woman, you know, I don't want that feeling. I want to be in love with the one that's at home for me. You know what I'm saying? I was cracking up with what you said about having that having thoughts of sex or wanting to have sex with a woman at work. I was going to come in with that one. You know what I'm saying? I would say one of the best ways not to or keep a relationship, go home and tell your wife or girlfriend that you've been having thoughts of sex with a woman at work. I mean, have sex with her, but don't tell them that you have been having thoughts of her. You know what I mean?
That'll kill a relationship right there.
Hey, man. But you know what? Communication is everything in all relationships, in every goddamn genre of relationship you can bring up, communication. Somebody said, well, I saw it on TV or something today. Before you do that, just leave it alone. Come up out of
it. Yes, sir.
Or if you feel like it's worth it, talk about it. Let's talk about it, because if I'm missing something, when I think I'm giving you my all, yet I'm missing something that you're finding someplace else, I'll never know unless you bring it up to me. Maybe I can deliver upon that. But will you give us a chance at building that with us? You know, but human behavior, man, and circumstances is some shit, bro.
Yes, sir.
You know, some people don't got it in them. One way or another, some people got it in them. Before you know it, the love is gone.
That's it, man. That's it. You know, I said that at the top of the show, man. It starts with self. You have to really evaluate yourself. but look, man, unless you and your partner got that type of relationship, man, you better not go home talking about you've been having thoughts.
Yeah. Don't try that. Don't try that at home. Don't try that at home.
No, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. Well, my brother, what piece would you like to share with us tonight?
Hey, brother. Well, I'm going to do an old piece, man. And it's basically, it's not totally, you know, driven about on cheating. It's about when the love is gone. And it's an old piece. I'm sure you guys heard it a million times. But this is A Fading Picture.
All right, brother. The mic is yours.
Mm-hmm. I picture that I can read your mind. I picture that. I picture that. I picture that. I picture that I can read your mind. Picture that. Picture that. I picture that. I keep our love in a photographed album where the memories play like heartfelt visuals, keepsakes. Forevermore is in a secret place stored, a closed book forever, open to the world, to the whole of my soul's core, where the deepest parts of me forever wants to be eternally sewn and enchantingly weaved with she, her and me. Picture that. I picture that I could read your mind. Our love in a photographed album where forever these memories weep for me, these melancholy sobs, strums on silken strings of how we harmonize together, her and me. Breathlessly, our wantings, our longings, sharing often of how we dreamt of things to be before the arguing. That thirst was never quenched. So much have I not mentioned. The kissing and hugging that played with Father Time felt like eternity. Weep forever, hearts pressed together. How the soft lifts of life's entanglements left us spent, worn out from these loving moments. She was my energy, my bunny, my heart. I can still feel hers beating. So how could this be? That what we once had is now what we used to have, and what used to be, fading as a voice's heart in the distance singing, ooh la la la, in this photographed album full of all these abandoned memories, ooh la la la, ooh, keepsakes that we keep safe, not on a wall in some frame, fading. Her heart and my photograph, I want to last. It's hard to let go of the past. I see her face in the clouds. She sits with the Most High now. The angels sing now. Hearts weep now. mind keeps asking why, how. She's not even dead. She's not dead. She's still living, but to me, she's dead. I've placed her in heaven. It makes it better to suffer this hell that I've been living in. Buys or good riddance, just suddenly missing, falling out of love as easy as it was to fall in it. Picture that. Memories in a frame. Kodak. Take a pic of that. Everything that love said it would be, everything. Love said it would be love. Love said that it would be. Love said it would be the breath breathed that brought peace to me. Love said that it would complete me, said that I would know it by the songs that it would sing to me. Faded pictures. Love said that it would be proof in a table set for two. See, she wore my lyrics like a sweater, warmed and feathered. She left me cold, now alone, heart impaired, one chair to sit and stare. You were once there. It was just a dream. Love lied to me, came to me, then abandoned me. Love cheated me. Love cheated on me, cheated under me, cheated right under me, right up under me. She cheated, was cheating the whole time. Why wouldn't I see? Why couldn't I see this shit? Love said that I would need sight to see, said that I would know it by its heartbeat. But within all that was said, no one said that it would just be seasonal. Then leave me. Picture that. Like leaves that fall in the fall off trees, leaving behind what used to be. Branches splinter like misunderstandings. Love said it, love said it, love said it. Love said that it would be, that it would be there for me. But you never said that it would be temporary. Then you left like a thief ran away with a heart full of stolen intimacies. Love, you were everything. Your touch, your scent, now I stare at a place where you've been. Vivid memories escape me, seasonal, just wasn't meant to be. Woke up, shook up, eyes tearing up, it was just a dream. A heart that once lived plentiful, now there's nothing but poverty. It was all just a dream, had to be, everything that love said it would be. Then I woke up to nothing but faded memories, back to sleep. Back to sleep, I want to go back to sleep where love awaits me, where love awaits me. See, I keep our love in a photographed album. Picture that. Someone who loves you endlessly, babe. A man like me. I just gotta hold on to someone like you. How was your day, baby? Open up your heart to me, baby. I care for you, take my hand. I wanna be that someone, girl. See, mama said there'll be days like this. Mama said there'll be days like this. You gotta believe in someone. Hey. Someone who loves you and is me, baby. I should have listened to mama. Picture that. Fading pictures. For real.
Okay, bro. I do remember the piece. This is a very, very, very good piece. I mean, you know, you started serenading ladies, and they sitting back there fanning themselves in the VIP section. Danielle had to peek her head out from what she got going on. But dynamic piece, my friend. I appreciate it.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you for sharing the artistry. For real with us.
Hey, feels good, man. Feels good. I see you, Danielle. She thinks it's funny. She's laughing.
She laughing.
But she laughing. Hey, I feel like you.
Before you go on over there, and grab your glass of the champagne, let everybody know what you got going on, bro. in the Epiphany universe. Let them know.
Hey, check us out Monday night at the Soul Cafe. Hey, let's chill. On Monday night at the Soul Cafe, we'll be discussing fake orgasms for men. And we'll be picking up our pen. Hey, I just made that up, y'all. I just made that up. Yeah, I just made that up. Monday night, we'll be having fun. We'll be listening to some neo-soul, some hip-hop and R&B. Later on in the program, the second half of the program is dedicated to some creative writing, where we play this game called Pick Up Your Pen, where we throw out some phrases and we do some creative writing amongst each other, and we're sharing in our creative process of writing. And it's a good time. We have a lot of fun. Y'all come over there. No cheating, because I will deduct some points from you. And that's that piece. Monday night, man, the Soul Cafe. Shababy baby. That's that piece.
Absolutely. Absolutely, my brother. I can't wait, man. I am looking forward to it. But now,
yeah, y'all got to behave yourself, though, man. Y'all be cutting up a lot, bro. Y'all be cutting up.
What we do? What we do?
I don't know. But, you know, I just want to shout out the one that
you... All I see is us getting points deducted every time.
You be getting down. You be getting on La Perla Negra upset, bro. You be upsetting La Perla Negra.
I can't tell. She be so giggly. She be so giggly. I can't tell. She be so giggly.
Hey, shout out to our leader in points, man, Miss Rain, who holds the you know, the key with 12 points on the board, bro.
Absolutely.
It's positive.
Absolutely.
Points. And yes. Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer is in, you know, I just took him out of the point category. He's been behaving himself. For those of you who want
to
know what points is, come in on Monday and you'll find out.
All right, my brother. Get on over there, man. Grab that boy and stick around and enjoy the rest of the show.
One love, bro. One love.
One love, man. One brother. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the CEO himself. Baby, baby. For real, the poet Douglas going to take his socks off. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are listening online, you have approximately 1 minute before you will no longer be able to hear the remainder of the broadcast. You will get cut off. We'll continue, but you will get cut off. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And press 1. Next up on the mic, area code 972. Welcome to Let's Talk About It. Who do we have on the mic?
Hi, Poetic. This is Jazzy Blue.
Hey, Jazzy Blue. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. How
good.
Are you?
I am doing just phenomenal. You know, it's a great evening. You know, the poetry, the colors, and now you, man, it just doesn't get any better than this.
It's been a beautiful show. Beautiful show.
Thank you so
much. Beautiful show.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
I'm a first timer.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I hope this first time won't be your last time because, you know, you ain't liking what you're hearing. So I'm excited and hopefully you'll be back, right?
Absolutely.
Awesome, awesome.
Great topic.
Now, thank you, thank you. Well, let's hear your thoughts on the topic. How do you make a relationship cheat-proof?
You can't.
Oh, yes, 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 yes. Would you care to elaborate?
It's a decision. You can only be accountable for your own actions, not your partner's.
So true.
And
true.
A guy told me that no man is 100.
That sounds like what For Real was talking about.
Yeah.
I would have to say that he's probably right to a degree. He is probably right to a degree.
Yeah. Because if you cheat in your mind, you've already cheated.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, we talked about that earlier, too. People have different thoughts of what is considered cheating. And I agree. I agree. It starts in the mind because that's where you exist. That's where you are in your mind. And once you've already done it there, then there's nothing stopping the physical manifestation of that thought. So, yes.
Yeah, but yourself, but yourself.
This is true.
So
this is true.
There is no cheat code. You know, you were in my head today because I wrote this today.
Oh, wow. Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
So
I'm excited.
I decided, you know what? I'm going to try it out.
Okay, okay. Well, allow me to let you have the mic. The mic is yours.
Thank you. This is called Reality. Reality. I remember back to a time when I felt like life had no end. Sometimes I wish I could start over and begin again, but really I don't. I live life fast, like a super whirlwind, living in several places, collecting so many different kind of friends, or maybe just faces. After a while, in reality, I'm tired. Tired of the games that life has played on us before and starting over again. If you are 50 or better, you know what I'm talking about. We have come full circle, my friends. In reality, there's nothing left to do but love. Time is moving faster, and we're still here, thanks to the good Lord above. The gray hairs continue to grow. Time waits on no one. We're getting older, you know. The past went by fast, and the present is staring us in the face. How many pictures or live videos must we take? I met a guy who told me he was 49, but in actuality, he's 58. Does that? Say someone who needs a reality check is quite pathetic and extremely fake. A small waist, a pretty face, and combined with a nice ass, the qualifications of the 2021 man. And women are literally killing themselves to be just that. Reality says, where is the love? Superficial, no potential heartbreak and bitterness in the making. He got everything he had, laughing at his old ass, peeping at a brother that is younger. Life with her, older man has become dull, and a new mandingo lasts much longer. She's cheating with him because he's much more compatible with this young slim. Driving his car while she's lying to her hubby, who's waiting for her to come home. Reality has told this story over and over again. Please tell me I'm lying and have said something wrong. Reality is a trip. A mellow fellow, spiritually, mentally, physically grown. Someone that realistically knows that time is limited and our own to explore. Doing mature, grown-up things, making memories forevermore. A woman's fantasy consists of more than good sex and a diamond ring. We need safety, stability, things that make a home. You know what I mean? Would you waste a lifetime looking in the mirror, seeing someone who wasn't real? Instead, why not spend a lifetime building it forever with someone who knows the deal? Reality is yours for the making. Those gray hairs are still there. It's time to stop faking. Let's spend tomorrow creating love. In peace.
Wow. 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 This piece is an entire reality check. And I love it. I love it. I love the realness and the truths that you speak in this piece. Oh, my gosh.
Thank you.
You did that. You definitely did that.
Thank
you. You said you wrote that today?
Today.
Wow.
In 15 minutes.
Wow. This is an amazing piece. Amazing piece. Let me give you your proper
snacks.
Let me
ask you a question. Thank you.
Sure.
Let me ask you a question. This question is a question that women ask themselves all the time.
Okay.
what does make a man cheat?
Wow. Okay, so there could be a number of things. Start with lack of respect for that man. That's number one. If you don't respect that man, and there's another woman who just shows him an ounce of respect, it may not happen right away. But the further the disrespect continues, eventually he will stray to that woman that's just giving him the respect that he deserves or wants. So I'll just leave it with that one item, lack of respect. Because you have, there are women out here who, you're welcome, who, I mean, I've seen it, just talk to a man like he's beneath her.
Mm-hmm.
And no man is going to settle for that. No man is going to stand for that.
That's right.
He can love you to hell and high water, but if you keep disrespecting him, you're going to lose him. And unfortunately, it may end up in cheating.
Thank you.
You're more than welcome.
Is that in my mental Rolodex?
Absolutely. Absolutely. But listen, I want you to stick around. Go over to the VIP lounge. Mingle. Say hi to everyone. Grab your glass of bubbly and enjoy the rest of the show.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. One love, one mic. Oh, man, she came through with that amazing piece, Reality Check. Oh, my gosh.
Man, I came home from work. All I wanted was a beer and see someone twerk. It's Friday, and I'm ready to turn up. Single and no dates lined up. Gotta get in them streets, see what's popping. Can't let nothing stop me. Wait, hold up. It's time for Let's Talk About It. The radio show on Epiphany. Let's get it. Time to take my socks off and get comfy and do date night differently. Tonight's topic? You just have to tune in and see, because there won't be no debate. Now tell me, can anyone relate?
You are listening to Epiphany Radio, for real, entertainment network. I am Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. Take your socks off.
Welcome back. We are now going to go to Gina Storm. Hey, Gina. Are you muted?
I was mutating. I apologize.
How are you? So good to hear you. How you doing?
Happy Saturday. I'm happy to be here.
Oh, man. Happy Saturday. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're here. Because doing date night differently is just not right without a storm brewing in the building, you know?
You know, I live for this. Absolutely. Actually, one of the things that I was thinking about when I knew I was coming tonight was, don't forget to raise your hand. So I did that, but we both know how it works with me and the mute button. So,
Right.
Yeah, if I'm unmuted, be surprised. Like, I don't want you to faint from surprise.
Right. But that's all right. We're here now. Yeah. Let's talk about it.
The topic tonight is amazing and intriguing and thought-provoking. And I have enjoyed every answer. And if you put them all together and somebody applies it to their lives in relationship situations,
Cheating
could end. I mean, just really, this could be the end of it. If people just take it in perspective, what it means, the commitment that it takes to be in a relationship with one person and be monogamous is a not just a decision that you make, but it's a choice that you have.
Yes.
And if you're
yes.
acting single, then you should choose to be single, because when
be
you're
single.
With someone
you
and they can't trust you, you're doing them a disservice and wasting their time.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know that's right. I mean, how hard is it? It's not hard. It's not
hard.
Hard.
We have choices. You know, every day we decide to do this or that. We decide to
right.
eat it or walk
it's
away
a choice.
From it. We decide to pick it up. Right, exactly. We make, and we have to make sound choices, and we have to make better choices. If you want to have a better life, you know, if you've seen that you've been
absolutely.
Going down the road and it's not working out for you, check yourself
absolutely.
Sometimes. A lot of times people don't want to own it, but sometimes the problem is them.
That's right. That's right. And you know, and I, you know, that's one of the things that I have stated, start with self.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's necessary. You have to know who you are. I mean, you know, and it's every, ironically, every answer that has been said has built upon the previous answer before. And just like you said, I mean, if we, you know, we took all these things and wrote them all down, and we could put together a book of this is what you do do.
Yes,
so.
It's a handbook. And
yes.
Being faithful for dummies.
There you go. Yes. Yes.
That's a good one.
Oh,
I like that one. That's my favorite.
I like that one too. I like that one too.
Oh God.
Absolutely.
Okay. So I don't want to burn a lot of daylight, just like everybody else.
Okay.
You know, we're all trying to do multiple mics tonight.
Right.
That's what we're doing. So I don't want to burn too much daylight, but I definitely had something on my heart, because listening to everybody else brought something to my mind that I hadn't even taken into consideration, and that's what I'm going to freestyle about. I'm going to title one, Seeking.
Mike is yours.
Thank you. So my family laughs all the time when they're talking about me and these love affairs of mine. Currently, they call my state of singleness in between marriages. I can still laugh at it. It doesn't hurt my feelings at all, because most of my relationships previously were either a fiancé or a husband, y'all. I wasn't out here just randomly kissing frogs. No, I was trying to find my happily ever after. One time, not so long ago, came up in my memories a couple of days ago. I was looking at the pictures and saying to myself, this cat told me to my face that I was the right person at the wrong time. I get that. But what happened between us was a disgrace. See, he had me. I was cheering him on and giving him all of this good loving. I'm not talking about in the bedroom. I'm talking about the kitchen when I'm cooking, in the laundry room when I'm washing, when I'm helping your daughter with her homework, when I'm speaking to you and thinking first and using caution. I'm speaking love languages because I want you to feel appreciated and respected. I'm allowing you to make decisions in our relationship because I trust you. I'm following you because you follow Christ and I go to church every Sunday with you. But what I didn't realize was you were still performing. You were being a jester in the middle of town. You were being a clown. You were putting on shows and stunts and sharing pictures that were for me with others. A lot of people say that wasn't even cheating, but it was. See, that was for me. So if I'm in the sanctuary and you are in the control room and you're working cameras number 1 through 6, I think that's all you are. You're trying to find the same scriptures that we're reading, and you're also reading along with the teleprompter because it was a megachurch and you want to be able to keep up with the songs that they're singing, and I get that too. But this is where it came in that I feel like you were actually cheating. It was the deception, the deceiving. See, you were still seeking attention from someplace else when I was giving you all I had. The very best parts of me. And I could have done that to infinity. But what I realized that you didn't love yourself, let alone me. You were peacocking and walking around feeling yourself for the first time in a long while. Because women are attracted to men who already have a girl. Maybe that never happened to you before, but welcome to my world. I'm sorry that you were still seeking. I gave you everything that I thought you needed, and then some. I made a list and checked off all the boxes of the things I felt like you deserved, because in my life, you were doing the same thing. So when I walked away, I liked your nerve. So I might have been the right woman at the wrong time for you. But because you had me and were still seeking, there was nothing else I could do. I'm Gina Stone. Thank you for indulging me. In peace.
My goodness. My goodness, my goodness. You know how I feel about your freestyles. And I'm so happy that I can say this again. I can't wait to listen to the playback so I can hear it again. Man.
Me too.
I love
it, doing
Gina.
That. Thank you so much. One love, one mic, poetic.
One love,
wonderful.
One mic. Thank you. Thank
Absolutely.
You. I appreciate you. All right. Go and grab your glass of bubbly before you head to your next mic.
That'll work.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Gina Storm. Whew, we're going to go from Gina Storm to my brother from another mother, man. We might as well be twins. He's just Mr. DSP and I'm Mr. LSP. J-Rob, the wise son, was good, my brother. J-Rob, are you muted? Unmute your mic.
My bad.
Your mic.
My bad. My bad. My bad. My bad. I just was so accustomed to having my mic muted so I can listen to these poets, bro. How are you? First, good evening. Second,
good evening, my brother.
In the words of Mr. Cartier, welcome back, bro. I see how
appreciate
we can date night differently like this, man.
Yes, sir.
How you
doing?
I'm giving you my
Black Panther Wakanda salute. I'm doing good, man. How are you?
That Black Panther Wakanda salute looks exactly the way we give it up in the Bronx with the B and the X. So I'm
yes,
giving
sir.
That right back to you, bruh.
Thank you, brother.
Good topic tonight, man. Good topic tonight.
Thank you, bro. Thank you, bro. I mean, just, you know, most of the times, man, these are my questions that I want to know, you know?
Mm-hmm. Hey, I have some... Have some shrine material to take care of, man, because, you know, I stay busy in Prince Hall, but folks are like, what y'all doing tonight? I said, I got to go check out my brother. He got a show going on. I'll talk to y'all on another night.
Man.
Tonight is for my brother. I
you,
got
man.
To be there. I mean,
thank you, man.
I can't be just calling you my brother on Thursday. I got to come follow through and see what's up when you're doing something like this. So...
Yes, sir.
I made a point to stop through, Brent. It's good to hear you. It's also good to hear the support of the other poets that came through to not just show you love, but to definitely support date night differently.
Absolutely, my brother. No doubt, man. No doubt. I appreciate you, man. I really do. I appreciate you, man. But
okay,
you know how we can do. You know how we
oh, yeah,
can do.
Oh, yeah. I know. It could come out to just be me and you for the next half hour or something, but I'm sorry.
The next half hour.
Yes, sir.
Right. Now you good, bro. You good. But, you know, I and the listening audience is curious to hear from the Dark Knight, how do you make a relationship cheat-proof?
I can't front, bro. It is the single most difficult thing to do because people are fallible and there's
mm-hmm.
nothing guaranteed after you have said, hello, my name is. And depending on whom you're dealing with, people are only as faithful as their option.
Mm-hmm.
People make choices.
Say that.
People mm-hmm. make choices if they want to stick around. Unless this is a relationship built out of fear, because fear tends to last longer than love. But
true.
People make choices. And you know what's funny? I asked the sister a couple of weeks ago, name your favorite singer of all time. She said, what's my man who passed away from LaVert?
Oh, Gerald LaVert.
Gerald LaVert.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, yo, that big teddy bear kind of dude. And she went on and on. And she's a married lady. I said, so if you went to a Gerald LaVert concert when he was at his peak and he just so happened to bump into you at the after party and took a liking to you and there was a chance that you could get with that cat, one night, you, him, and the four walls know what happened. You have a chance to put it on him like you've never before. She blushed and she just looked me in the eyes and was like, I might have to go for that.
Wow.
I was like,
wow.
I hear you. She's like, baby, it's Gerald LaVert.
Wow.
I was like, I hate
wow.
it. You know, and you know, I asked a couple of brothers the same question. Two or three of them brothers was like, yeah, I might do it, because they all use Janet Jackson as the excuse. But still, what holds true is that you can still be into who you are with, but if an opportunity presented itself, would you do it?
Wow.
Would you not?
That's heavy. That's heavy, bro. That's real heavy.
We've all had our conversations with our girlfriends and said, you know, that's the only girl I'd leave you for. It could be a joke, but if Sanaa Lathan is knocked on your door, you got your baby in the next building, you might look at Sanaa and be like, give me 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And look at your baby and be like, I'll be right back.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I've had to come to reality that there are a handful of those women that exist that I have said in my past that I probably would leave them for, one of them being Jessica Alba, Nia Long.
Always.
Jennifer Lopez. And yes, Miss Janet Jackson, if you're nasty. I'm just saying. Absolutely, my brother. Well, man, listen, man, thank you for that, man. I appreciate you, man, for sharing your thoughts on this topic, man. But now, you know, they really just came to hear J-Rob do poetry, because I told them that you'd be here, and all the ladies was like, you know, ooh, J-Rob. So I'm going to step back and let you have the mic.
My man.
The mic is yours, brother.
This piece is entitled Teardrops. Let me ask you a question. The last time your heart was hurt, did you count the minutes your tears fell from your eyes? Did the sand in your hourglass ask you, did you have enough as each grain fell? Because the human reaction and smiles and cries ask, what language are the tears when they're falling from your eyes? Did you forgive them? Did you take them back? Did you say never again after your heart was attacked? I mean, when is enough going to be enough? When are you going to come to the realization that there's a repository waiting for you to give your time some time when you have finally healed? When you have decided that you want to be kissed by Afrocentric rainbows that speak Swahili leaves surrounded by diced lavender stems. I mean, I want you to treat us as if tomorrow can only happen if you only appreciate today, because yesterday was all we had when there wasn't, except for those deep kisses that were supposed to last forever because your lips said yes. And the only thing that is required of you is to stop crying over unappreciative, unapologetic, regrettable fools that did nothing for you except make you cry. Now stop all that foolishness and come over here and wrap your arms around your personal version of eternity passionately, as if this was the last time that you might see me, because your tears have finally found a home where no tears will ever fall again, where you can kiss me as if there are no sunsets and if romantic moonlit nights will never see the light of day, because everything is sexy in the dark. I promise. In peace.
My brother. I see what you did there, Jay.
I did nothing.
He said everything is sexier in the dark. Okay, Mr. DSP, I see what you did there.
I was going to say something different, like, let me show you how romantic. No, let me show you why it never rains in Southern California during romantic escapades from the fire escapes of the South Bronx. But this came out.
Yeah. I like that, bro. This was a deep piece, man. Teardrops. This was a very, very deep piece from a deeper shade of your soul, brother. And I, for one, appreciate it. I really do.
Absolutely, King. Thank you. I appreciate
you, man. Nah, man. Thank you, man. Thank you for coming through and sharing yourself in that light, brother, as always. Now,
thank you, bro. Yes, sir.
Before you go on over to the VIP lounge, let everybody mm-hmm. know what you got going on in Epiphany Universe.
Bro, Epiphany Universe, ladies and gentlemen, everyone within an earshot, you do not want to miss this coming Thursday. Oh, sweet baby Jesus, you don't want to miss it, because me and this brother here, I don't want to say no names, Van Meadows, but I just want to tell you, we got some show titles coming up. I mean, I don't want to tell them yet, Van. Oh, wait till Monday when it comes out. This is going to do something to you, because we've got, we got some stuff to really ask you some questions, and I hope y'all ready. Well, everyone who has been listening since we did the appreciation show and gave out awards till now, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend, because you don't want to miss this. Don't want to miss this. And if Mr. Metaphoria shows up again, y'all going to have the time of your lives. Come on, because it's going to be a roller coaster from beginning to end.
Yeah. And did you hear, J-Rob? We're going to have Rain co-hosting with us, not this coming week, but the following week for that show that we discussed. We're not going to announce it yet.
Okay. I'm sorry. I almost said it. My bad.
Yeah. We're not going to announce it yet. But, yes, she's going to be our guest co-host in 2 weeks. So I am looking forward to that.
Oh, fun times.
Yes. Well, brother, let me get you on over to the VIP lounge. Grab your glass of bubbly. We got three more poets to get on the mic.
Hey,
and, man,
let me slide out
thank
the way,
you
brother.
Stop
you
and
do
what brother.
You do. Love you, Van. I'm going to holler at you, boy.
Love you,
Take
too,
care.
Brother. Take care. Ladies and gentlemen, that is my brother from another mother. You might as well, like I said, you might as well call us twins, except he's the Dark Knight and I'm Wolverine. J-Rob, the wise son. And we're going to go to Epiphany's own host of pretty much every show that he's got on a Tuesday night. I mean, just pick one, but make sure you're there, because he's got several. And ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, let's bring in Mojave. Welcome to Let's Talk About It, Javi. How you doing, my brother?
What's happening, Van Meadows? How are you, sir?
I am phenomenal, bro. How are you?
I happen to be in fine form. Thank you very much, sir.
Glad to hear it, man. Glad to hear it. Now, the audience would love to know your thought process on this, because I've been taking notes, and I would like to get some notes from one Mojave. How do you make a relationship cheat proof, bro?
You and your trick questions. All right, and there
you
is
know,
no
Don,
good answers.
No,
but
Don Yo said the same thing. Don Yo said the same thing.
No, because you're not slick, and you try to be, you know, and get it. But here's my short answer: you don't.
Look at you. But yes, there have been three of you. I've been keeping tally. There have been three of you that said you cannot, you don't, or it's not possible. But would you care to elaborate, sir?
Why, sure, sir. I'll be elaborating in short form. Anybody who decides to do anything does it solely because they have a purpose or reason. There's something that they're lacking, something that they're needing, something mm-hmm. that they're being greedy about. And in none of these things, they were not sure to make the decision, or they were forced to make the decision by the actions of their partner or the unaccountability of themselves.
Okay, layman's terms.
Okay. You said layman's terms. Layman's terms. Basically, whoever's going to cheat is going to cheat. And most people,
exactly,
when they cheat, it's because they lack the love or the attention that they're receiving from their mate,
there
or they're greedy as fuck, and they're just going to keep doing it. And they don't care because that's what they want, and that's what they want, and they want to have the cake and eat it too, or, you know, something of that sort. Some people fall into it because basically something grows, and they were never supposed to be in that relationship in the first place, but they hold on to it, and then they end up being dissatisfied, and that dissatisfaction and resentment grows so much that the first person who offers them light, love, attention, feeling, connection, they're gone. So, in layman's terms, you don't. People stay in things simply because they choose to. People choose to not cheat or choose to be with someone. Somebody can be with someone and be with multiple people and literally be like, well, listen, I don't know you motherfuckers, anything. And you can be as honest as you can. You can be like, hey, listen. You know, and as long as you're not under a covenant, you haven't decided, you haven't put a ring on somebody's fingers, you haven't done any of these things, you're pretty much single like a dollar bill. Doesn't matter what your situation is. But it's up to you to decide what it is, and that's the reason why people are doing more poly. People are doing more of these different things because they don't choose to cheat. They choose to establish themselves in relationships where they're, whereby they can get the emotional connections that they need, or they have so much love, they got to give it to other people. It's real simple.
Thank you, bro. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Very valid points, my brother, and I couldn't agree more. I couldn't agree more. Now that we've gotten that out of the way and had you elaborate on this topic, what piece of poetry would you like to share with us tonight?
I'm trying to find it right now. I'm trying to find this thing. And it's making me mad because I can't find it because I'm looking for it. And I had something cued, but I don't want to do that. But I got a better way of doing it. You know what? I found it. I have a super easy way of doing that, and I just forgot about it. But other than that, can I tell you what's happening so I can actually go? Because I know we have a lot of poets now. So this Tuesday coming up, that we have coming up on we're on 15 Radio Universe. We are doing the Marvel versus DC. This is our fourth installment.
It is
our third. I think it's the fourth installment.
It's the fourth, yeah.
It's the fourth. So we're going to do, right, we're going to talk about this Snyder Cut that Van hasn't watched yet, so I'm throwing him on the bus early. But we're going to talk about that, and we have to talk.
It's fine for me. I don't intend to.
He doesn't intend to because, you know, he's so much of a moral head. He's just middle finger to Snyder. But that's what happens. But some of us who watch it, what's going to happen? We're going to have a very terse discussion between Marvel and DC nerds with lots of arguments over characters. It is going to be very nerdish, but we're going to play good music. In the background, we're going to have some arguments. It's going to be really good. Paul Kane screams for everything, so the person screaming in the background is Paul Kane. But hopefully, Derek John Onare is supposed to come. He's my favorite Harvard lawyer, but he is a serious, consummate Marvel head, and he hates Paul Kane.
I love this guy already.
And we're just going to sit back and watch the fireworks while interjecting.
Yes,
I'm just going to referee. I'm just refereeing, but I'm a Marvel head.
I love it.
That's what it is.
I love it.
All right, so let's get to the thing, so we can read the piece and get the piece
Mike
done.
Is yours.
All right. I feel like a king in your presence. I need you to know that your love makes me powerful, strong, steadfast. I want people to see you when they see me, feel what I have in my heart for you. Touch the blessing when they see the deep essence of our stairs and climb the stairs of higher vibration when they desire our relation. You are the song in my smile, the hint when I keep my chin up, the way your love fills my cup, I am never empty. No matter who tried to tempt me, the lust that only complemented the truth and trust that of you, I can never get enough. You shine, and I shine. I shine, then you shine. The light in my eyes will always call you home. The rhythm of my arms will always welcome you home. My kiss will always be home. And for you, I am ready. You are my seven-league journey, my marathon, my sojourn. I learn. I want to earn each moment and splurge each urge of feeling and desire freely. Light your fire. I am your heart. It is only warmth I want to give to cook, illuminate for books and the safety of my nook. You do so many things for me. without being aware. You gift me love, sweeping, immutable, grand love. You console and quietly counsel me. You give wisdom without it ever disrespecting me, hurting or distracting me. You magnify me. You give me light paired with love so that my heart can eat well, harvest spirit, be bountiful in every moment. You are pure concentrated concentration, inner belief, love building, and defining energy that pushes through me, a hum causing negative ills to come undone. You submit without ever having to surrender. Kisses that leave me tender, so I may be the ultimate expression of me, via the exchange of us, the giving free. This is a knowing, the acknowledgement of the time slowing, the passage of time, the elimination of the crime of lonely. We just be completely, the help meet exceeded, the twin flame, all nothing impeded. We advance future for future, living in eternity in a glance, our clasped hands held in a favorite song. We've just begun to dance, and I don't want anything more than the exploits and to explore the deepness of your kiss, treasure the trove of your store. I know I found the riches of the cure to take away the sickness of the demure. Our alchemy changing, leased and lone led into love most sure, golden poem.
Yes, sir, my brother. Yes, sir, sir. Yes, sir. That's what I'm talking about, bro. Love is peace. It's very essential. Great. Oh, man. This was dynamite, bro. This is love on a whole nother level. Dope ink, bro. Dope ink.
Thank you, Brody. I got reasons. Right, I got reasons. I got reasons.
Yeah.
Sure, I got reasons. No, all right.
All right, bro. Stick around, right, man. Get on over that VIP lounge,
you,
man. Grab your glass of bubbly. Ladies and gentlemen,
all right,
that is Epiphany Zone Mojave Tuesday nights, 9 p.m. Catch my brother. We're going to go from Mojave to my go-go brother, Mr. Automatic Charismatic. What's good with you, bro? Mr. Automatic, are you muted? All right, we'll come back to him. We're going to go to my brother, Jess J. What's good with you, Jay?
What's going on, black man? You all right?
Oh, man, I'm doing great, man. How about yourself?
Man, it's good to hear you back in your element again, man.
Oh, man, thank you, brother. It's good to be back, man. You know, I've missed this show, man, and judging by everyone coming through, man, it seems like they missed it too, man. So we had to make sure that we did it just right, you know, did it just right.
Yeah, and you're doing it just right, too, you know. Epiphany is like its own town, man, and y'all got every little bit and piece covered, and this right here was something that was good to revisit to go ahead and make the town complete.
Thank you, bro. Man, you know, with supporters like you, man, I should run for president, man. Let me tell you, man.
You should. And when I say run, I mean you run and don't you stop running. That joke is kind of dated because Obama did his thing, you know, but still it'll
be my
goodie.
Right, man. I know that's right, man. Hey, man, but listen,
oh,
man, listen. Let's get to this topic, man. How did you make a relationship cheat-proof? What say you, Jess J?
I've been hearing a lot of people saying that you can't, and the truth is you can't. You just have to go ahead and do the things that are right. You know, sometimes even when the person is wrong, you still have to do what's right. Sometimes, you know, for a lot of people, cheating is a deal breaker. You know, once that happens,
mm-hmm.
there is no
yeah.
going back. The unfortunate part about this, sometimes we'll watch TV shows like Martin or we'll watch a movie like Boomerang and they'll go ahead and say something and then it becomes the mantra for all black people or
mm-hmm.
the ones who really doing it real. It be the you know, whatever. Well, whenever that happened to me, that's what I'm going to do right there. And that's not
right.
always the right,
right.
thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
That's a
but
very
you know,
bad
I really hate that. I really hate that when I see a saying come up. It's quite a few of them, and I wish I just had some off the top of my head that folks like, oh, that's it right there. And then you hear them quote it even before you hear the movie, and then all of a sudden you hear it in the movie. You're like, whoa, wait a minute.
Right.
But
right.
Yeah, sometimes a person may cheat on you, but it's up to the person who got cheated on for it to be a deal breaker. A lot of times the person that got cheated on be so dependent emotionally. Sometimes it be a financial thing that they can't
yeah.
make a move, and that's a bad, bad situation.
That's a bad situation right there. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Man,
yeah.
I fell in love with Smurfette. You know the saying about Smurfette, she was the only girl in town.
Only girl in town. Well, she was.
At least
that's
but no other woman besides Smurfette except for that other one, Vanity, but still.
Vanity, right. you wrong for that one, dog. You wrong for that one.
Hey, but I'm calling. No, I called it exactly right.
You did. You did, brother. You did.
Yeah. But the way it's been told to call it.
When we was kids, man, we never looked at Vanity like that, to be quite honest. You know.
Right.
But, yeah, the brother was, yeah.
Okay. Brother's kind of flat. Yeah. Flammable.
All right, bro. Hey, man, what piece you got for us tonight, man? Let's dive into your piece. What piece you got?
Oh, yeah, I appreciate the segue. this piece is called...
Hey, you provided it now. You provided it now.
Yes, sir. It's always fun, though. You know what I'm saying? Then you
yes,
get
sir.
To keep
Absolutely.
Your hands clean. You just try to keep the people moving.
Yeah, man.
All right,
you know how it is, my brother. You
the
know how it is,
bro.
Politics
is ridiculous, man. I never knew until I knew.
Bruh.
That's like one time for real had hit me with one real quick. I said, huh, what? I said, no, I don't know nothing about that. I was like, where'd that come from?
Oh, man. Yes, sir.
I said,
yes, sir.
I hope he asked me it again, though. But anyway.
Yes, sir. Go ahead, brother. The mic is yours, man.
All right, bro. This right here is a piece about peace. Piece about a pond and a rock. A pond's peace is broken by a thrown stone. Water that was once as still as a pane window frame now reverbed with kinetic energies across its surface in the form of ripples and waves. As it undulates its tendrils forward in every direction, seeking to drown and absorb. To calm water is simple. One just must be still and wait, as still as a stone at the bottom of a lake. Until the turbulence has run its path and the calm returns back to the pond in peace.
Man, you come in here with that romantical, sappy, but brilliantly written piece, though, bro. Oh,
thanks, man.
This was beautiful, man. I see the angle of Jess J. You know
I'm
how
I'm trying to develop
how,
one.
Yeah. No. Oh, brother, you got it, man. You got it. And I'm gonna tell you why. I'm gonna tell you why, man. Because, you can see the, as I stated before, from when you first came onto the scene reciting your work, you know, you was apprehensive at first. You know, you wasn't sure how your words were going to be received, because you came from I won't even say hip hop, but rap. Right?
Because
it's ingrained in you. So you got that. You got that. But then you gravitated towards just lyrical expression. Right?
Right.
In your head, you hear the music. And then you just write and you just go with it. And now it's at a place of evolvement where it's just beautiful art and you're just not even thinking about it. You're just flowing with whatever comes. And you can tell
right.
that just from listening to your progression and you're feeling the elements more. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, man,
yeah.
I love this piece, man. I love this piece, man. And you just keep on, man. You, man, listen. You carving your name and your piece out there, brother.
All right. You know what, man? What really helped me was the constructive criticism that I got from you guys. And, you know, sometimes it would be real silent. So sometime on the playback, I would go back and I would listen. I said, all right, he told me what could help me. And I couldn't hear it right there in that moment, but yeah. he told me what could help me. It'd be little stuff like that, man. I was implementing everything that I possibly could in the best way I could. And then I was, like, watching you guys day in and day out. A lot of times I would just call in and listen and hear how
right.
you guys are doing, especially this go-round, man. When I just seen the – one time I had made the mistake of telling J-Rob, we was talking about poetry.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, yeah, man, it's just a hobby anyway. It ain't really that serious. Oh, my goodness. What a
oh, thing. Man, you can't tell that to J-Rob. What's wrong with you, bro? What you
mean?
You can't tell my brother that. You cannot tell my brother that, man.
Ooh,
what do you mean?
Me.
What was you thinking?
I'm learning. I was learning.
Ain't no way.
And that's,
what's a,
yeah.
Ain't no way you supposed to say that to J-Rap. What?
Oh,
man.
Boy, say it with a straight
look,
face,
look
too.
Listen. You said it to him over the phone. If you'd have said that to him in his presence, he'd have sat you down. He'd have pulled
I
out his phone. He'd have played his video about how serious
oh.
the poetry is. From that generation to the next generation to the future generation, and bruh, and he would make you. You know how they say, "I'm gonna tape your eyelids open so you don't miss a second of it."
Right. He basically
but,
did that. He had sent me a video, and then I had went and looked at a couple other things. I said, "Oh, this dude, no, oh wow, he let me live with that one."
Now you know he's gonna get both
man.
Of us right. You know he's gonna get both of us right.
Yeah, he's gonna get both of us. But if, you know, sometimes you gotta take it, man.
Yes, sir. Well, my brother, going over there, man. Get you a glass of bubbly,
yes,
man, and enjoy the rest of the show, man. And I appreciate you, Just J, man. My brother, I appreciate you.
Oh, I had to stop here. If I was gonna stop anywhere else, I had to stop here, bro. Man, appreciate you, man. You stay up.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate you too, man. You stay up as well, man. Ladies and gentlemen, that's my brother Just J on his way to get a glass of bubbly. Let me go back to Mr. Automatic Charismatic, see if he's here. Auto, you there?
Yes, I am. I'm here.
Oh, now you're back. We got 11 minutes, bro. Real quick, how do you make a relationship cheat-proof, bro?
I feel like communication. You know, strong communication and just being honest. With each other, you know, as far as I can put it, I mean, I could get more details, but just say we have 11 minutes, so, you know.
Yes, sir.
That's
yes, sir.
Really communication.
That's what
it's,
I'm talking about, bro.
Myself.
Absolutely. Communication is definitely important, man, and we definitely talked about that. In earlier segments of the show, but I totally agree. Totally agree. Now, what you want to spit for us tonight, bro?
I'm going to do a freestyle called She's My Everything.
Mic is yours, King.
In my world that I bring, a beautiful reality, love is the finest thing, negativity has its fatality, my rate, my love that I can relate. Lately, she's been my everything, my great, my words of making a contribution. She is my listening, giving me what I need to proceed. I love her. I'm ready to be led by her heart. for the start, just like I could hear her opinion. Everything that I mentioned about her, she is my peer, my security, my love, my just do it all. There's no downfall. We live and learn about each other. It can be crazy at times. I can hang the phone up. She can hang the phone up. But even with the phone hanged up, I still listen to her heart. May not even listen to her words. But see, that's the thing about being about everything. Even in the absence, the everything is still there. And the words that I say is still clear. I'm loving her, and that's the maturity. Everything can be foolish sometimes, but I'm not clueless. She's never useless. Sometimes I just get mad, and I just speak on my behalf. But what we grab, the long-lasting love, that's opportunity to love her for a lifetime. This automatic, charismatic, liberal entity is in the ball in, proper and dry.
Man, my brother. Hey, man, I like that, man. A lifetime. Love her for a lifetime. Hey, man. It's so much that happens, man. But when you realize that you got that person, man, you better love them for a lifetime, man, because if you don't, somebody else will. Tell them, man.
Yeah. I agree. I mean, you know, for me, it's like I may have found mine, you know what I mean? And it's like this. I don't need a woman to be perfect as far as no flaws. Just be the perfect that I can learn from. Be the perfect that will be my partner.
Yeah.
We all have flaws.
That's
we
important.
All come but it's how we learn from our flaws. See, we are given flaws so we can have something to learn from. It's like a problem and a solution, like a part of the science. You always going to have problems and you always going to have the solution.
That's right.
That's
right.
Trial and error.
The key is communication, just like you said. You know, you're willing to communicate about it. So, definitely.
Yeah.
All right, my brother.
You know.
All right, my go-go brother. Hey, man. Stick around. Enjoy the closing of the show, man. I appreciate you, Mr. Automatic Charismatic. Thank you for sticking around, too, brother.
I might call that, Tigers?
Yeah, Tigers. Absolutely, man. Ain't nothing wrong with it. Ain't nothing wrong with it, man. Hit them on up. You know? All right, my go-go brother. One love, one mic, man.
One love, one mic. One mic.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have come to the close of the show. Join us tomorrow night for the Inspiration Factory with your host, Paul Sampson, Divine Inspiration, and yours truly, Poetic. Monday night is the Soul Cafe with the CEO himself, For Real, the Poet Douglas, essentially Shanice, La Pearl, La Negra, yours truly, Poetic. Tuesday night, Marvel versus DC with your host, Mojave. Wednesday night, the Love Zone with Ms. VIP and La Pearl, La Negra. Thursday night is the Get Down with J. Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. Friday night, y'all, is Renaissance Poetry with your host, Keith Eric. And then Saturday night, y'all, is Poetic Therapy with La Pearl La Negra and Stan the Man Phillips. First, let me say thank you to all the callers, the listeners, the poets, the hosts, everyone at Epiphany Radio that has came through to let's talk about it. Epiphany Radio would not be anything without you. You are Epiphany Radio. We are just hosts that just have shows for you to come through and do your thing. And I would be remiss if I didn't say that Epiphany Radio thanks you. And I thank you. The CEO thanks you. And my last remarks are simply this. You can't make it cheap proof, but you can certainly take a look within self and decide whether or not you want to cheat or not. That decision is all on you. You can affect the outcome of that relationship. So, one love, one mic. Continue to take your socks off, baby, baby, because I got to get over here to this VIP lounge and get me a glass of that bubbly, and I'm staying away from the purple curtains. One love, one mic. Peace. Good night.